Keeping Our Mouths in Check, written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 15:11. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. When Jesus calls us to listen and understand, we want to tune into his words and pay close attention to what he is saying because it's of the utmost importance. So, what topic was significant enough for Jesus to call the crowd together? In Matthew 15:10, we read, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand." What did he consider so vitally important for them to hear and understand? He said, "What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Nowadays, we live in a topsy-turvy world where people are more concerned about what they eat than what they say. A culture where millions could care less about what comes out of their mouths. Perhaps you've been surprised by the things you've heard said not only by secular voices, but also by some Christians. Maybe your own words have caught you off guard at times. If so, Scripture reminds us, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. James 1:26. Television networks like the Food Network and the Cooking Channel fuel our culture's obsession with food. Although many believe this focus on food is a new, modern, and enlightening view that has emerged in our world today, Scripture reveals how it's been an issue among people for a long time. Matthew 15:12 describes how the religious leaders of the day responded to the comment by Jesus about what defiles a person. It says, "Then the disciples came to him and asked, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?'" Food continues to be a very touchy subject, causing division among people who have varying attitudes and beliefs about its importance and the value of it in our lives. Many individuals and groups are deeply concerned about how it's grown, cooked, harvested, and eaten. So where does life and health come from? Eating superfoods today in the hopes of extending one's life is a growing trend. Like the serpent deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, the devil is still misleading people to believe long life and health come through the earth and the food they eat rather than through God. Romans 1:25 points out how people through the ages have exchanged the truth about God with a lie, worshiping and serving created things rather than the Creator. Jesus calls us to be more concerned with what we say than what we eat, because it's not the food we put into our mouths that has the ability to dishonor us, but rather the words that come out of it. As Proverbs 18:21 explains, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." And likewise, Proverbs 4:21 and 22 encourages us to keep God's words in our sight and within our hearts, because his words are life to those who find them and health to our whole body.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.